Charlie BA Mobile.
KBA?
KN4BWA. What was that? That part where you stuttering or something? You got a stuttering problem now?
You don't remember Lurch answering the front door?
Oh. Do that pretty good, but not anymore. But, that was his response to just about everything, wasn't it? If he got a command from Gomez or Morticia. Was her name Morticia? And that was his response.
Yep. Hey, you never guess what we just did.
Two inverted in a jet in a 4G dive.
Negative, negative. We were over here running around the backside of your old stomping ground.
Yourself out. I tell you, have you been by my old house? It looks awful.
You know, me and somebody else rode through there the other day, and it looked kind of bushy. It sure did. And what a drink. I got Jimmy N4MMW with me.
Jimmy, get out for a chance you get.
He's in his mama's arms.
I believe that one. Oh, me. But I sent you an email, a text that I got my antenna down. But I didn't tell you what the neighbor said.
Say.
Well, I'm not even going to say that over the air, but they, they're not from this zip code. Let me just say that. And the area behind my house is owned by Granville Waterworks. So he only has about 6 feet of property back there. I don't know if he knows it or not. And he planted some sod right up against where my fence is, which is fine, and but it's at the upper edge of the corner, right at the corner of the property, which he doesn't own, and but I didn't say anything to him. I mean, what the heck? So, you know, pulling my antenna down, and I stepped on the corner of this sod. And it's been out there a week or so, and they've been watering it and all this stuff. And both of them came out there and jumped on me about stepping on their sod. You know, don't step on my sod. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. Like, what the heck?
House, keep your mouth shut, and I'll let you know when anything that you have to say has any meaning for me.
I hate to tell him that's not even his land. That's the funny part.
It's out of hand. You know what you need to do, don't you?
But it's against the law, so you go to prison for that kind of thing. So I'm up for suggestions. Open for suggestions.
Well, what you do is you get you a little over a quart size weed killer, like Roundup. Mix it up in about 5 gallons of water. And you go all along your fence and you kill all the weeds on your side of the fence. And make sure that it washes down on his. Oh, that's odd.
I do, because it's downhill. So, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
And what can he do? Hey, buddy, sue me.
I understand, you know, wanting to take care of your yard and take pride in your property and all that. And I, you know, I don't want to hurt the man's grass. I mean, I really, I wasn't out there to hurt his grass. I was out there getting my antenna down. Oh, Lord have mercy, I tell you. I think the fact that I breathe air irritates some people.
Well, David, basically, he told you what he thinks of you by coming out there and just telling you off, didn't he?
He totally lost my respect.
But that, you know, hey, what can you say? They're Yankees.
That, because I was trying to be nice. You know, can't say something nice. Don't say nothing at all. KB4CPA.
Well, I don't have anything against any Yankees, except for Yankees that come down here and say, well, that's not the way we did it back home. Well, you ain't in Kansas no more, Toto.
About ran to the back of that delivery van there. He only had one set of brake lights working, and that was his third brake light, and it's up about 6 feet. I'm glad I was paying attention, because I just about ran into the back of him.
David, I'm going on standby from you for a couple of minutes. I'll be back in just a few minutes. KN4BWA, standing by.
Roger that. I was waiting until I got to a little quieter place here. I'll be around a few more minutes. KB4CBA. I'm getting ready to make a stop here for just a second. And I was able to tell that guy he didn't have any brake lights. I pulled up beside him in a traffic light. He seemed to be grateful. I'm always nice about it. I just figure people like to know.
Taking a tour through the old neighborhood. We're going over to your half of the neighborhood right now.
Real, I know it's aged, natural aging, whatever you want to call it, but it just doesn't look like they've taken very good care of the yard or the house, either one. And it just looked pretty run down. Definitely didn't look like it did the way I remember it, anyway.
Yeah. We're coming up on it right now. Matter of fact, I can see the backside of it. How about that? Did y'all have a screened-in back porch when you had it?
Is that on the, just beyond the driveway there?
No, the back of the house.
Yeah, I just figured they probably, there was a sliding glass door that went out onto the patio. But I just figured they maybe screened that in.
Yep. Well, they got them a little storage building out back, and it looks like it's about half grown over. So, yep. It doesn't look too bad. Well, the neighborhood does look kind of old, though, don't it?
It's been there a while. My parents bought that house from Mrs. Corn when her husband died in 1967. I think their payment was like something crazy, like $87 a month or something. Might have been less than that.
Wow. But you know what? In today's money, you can add a zero to that. That's $870 a month in today's money.
Take that house payment anytime from what we paid the last 15 years. I pay that heck of a lot more than that. the houses we lived in, I'm grateful that mine's paid for. Well, let me jump out of here for a minute. I got to make a stop here, and I'll be back in a second. KB4CBA.
Well, hey, before you go, we came around to the top of the street. Remember where business used to live? Let's see, there's one, two, three, four, five houses over here that's had that bad storm damage. Remember the little tornado that came across from Botany Woods? Boy, it's a mess. Half of this place looks like it's blue tarped.
There's some houses over there. And there's one right there on Edwards Road. It's kind of diagonally. I think it's where Melbourne comes into Edwards Road. It got tore up really good. Cut in half just about.
Around that way right now. I'm passing Nick Karen's old place. Remember him?
And Mike was about my age, our age, and then can't remember they had an older brother too. I don't remember his name.
Well, you know, Mike passed away from cancer.
I'm friends with Nick on Facebook.
Yep. All right, bud. Well, listen, go do your thing. 73s, and I'll catch you a little bit later. KN4, KB4CBA, KN4VWA. Thank you, final, brother.
KN4VWA, KB4CBA, mobile.
Kilo MGF4, Kilo Copper Defense. Excellent airport right here, bye.